NobleKnight.com is your one-stop shop for all things role-playing, board, wargaming, and collectible card games. Noble Knight Games is committed to providing you with the best possible selection of new and used products with a selection of over 100,000. Everything on the site is in stock and ready to ship to you worldwide. Discounts are available, and you can expect reasonable prices for rare items. You can even sell or trade your stuff to them. NobleKnight.com, where out of print is available again.
Throughout the ages, there have been heroes and warriors who have embarked on quests to save faraway lands and free the people from would-be conquerors. With dice and not a lot of common sense in various role-playing games, today, our legends come from the halls of This Week in Geek, an unlikely group of nerdy adventurers armed with some pretty stupid ideas and a horseshoe up their butts come together to save the day in These Warriors Are Terrible. Seriously, these are the guys we're going to go with?
Hey there, geeks, geekettes, and cousinettes. Welcome to These Warriors Are Terrible. Tonight, we are into our second part of our Paranoia XP experience. If you listen to the last episode, you realize that everyone is confused. And I think that's kind of the point. That's kind of amazing. So I am Steve Snowball Sailor, and I'm joined with my terrible warriors. To my right, I have my cohort in crime.
That's right. Mike the Birdman Dodd. And of course, couldn't do this show without life, liberty, and those good folks over at Noble Knight Games. And that's NobleKnight.com. Right of print is available again. And of course, those awesome folks who may indeed have the secret to life, offworlddesigns.com. Use promo code BROHOOF to get 10% off your entire order and find the secret to happiness.
You did well in creative writing for commercials at school, didn't you?
No, I just made it up as I went along. I played nothing.
Hey, that's exactly what I'm doing at this game.
Woohoo! All right. My left, we have
Julian hunting for traitors, Spillane.
And to his left,
we have Erica, Sailor Senshi Sabo.
Cassie?
Yes.
Sorry.
Hey, Cassie.
And to your left.
I am Cassie. That is correct. You got that exactly right.
And I just guessed.
And across the glass in the other room, so we can have these soundproof, silent discussions with the Game Master, is Justin Eacock here leading us through the second episode in Paranoia. Just to recap who everyone is, the Hygiene Officer will be played by Mike the Birdman Dodd. He is Peter R. WQR, a male Hygiene Officer from the public commissary firms. These guys help out with all the food supplies and with like cleaning stuff, with keeping all the services running in the
Alpha
Complex.
I'm the McDonald's janitor.
Absolutely. Gunther R. Bach, the loyalty officer, is being played by Julian Spillane. He's from the armed forces. He's a registered mutant with a yellow stripe on his shirt, which means everyone knows he's got a power, but he's registered. It's not treasonous. It just means he's got a target on his back. Dexter R. FCP is a male tech services equipment guy being played by Steve.
Hi.
And he's feeling very lost and kind of down.
Yeah.
And so when we of course then go over to our happiness officer, Hunter R. BCW from Research and Design. She's been working with weapon effectiveness assessors and is in this particular mission been helping out with the team in keeping everyone feeling happy. Happiness is mandatory after all. And then finally rounding out the group is Ginger R. UYT2. She's into her second clone, a female CPU team leader. CPU is not computer processing unit, but they do work with all of the they're another firm in Alpha Complex that deals with all of the dealings and goings of the electronic software world of Alpha Complex. And in this case, she worked with facility surveillance control and Eye of the Sky panel. So last week on Paranoia, you got your mission to head to a transbot station. Transbot station, you arrived. The transbot that was waiting was destroyed by another transbot that then went in and picked you up. It then rushed you over to the SPD sector that dropped you off in front of a pair of doors. When you walked through, the Hanzo was terrified of mutants, insisting that scrub bots were killing everyone, and then blew himself up with a grenade. You then walked out into a plaza and were rushed into the infrared black market by a Jackobot that had probably been hacked by a bunch of criminal organizations and did not take you to Research and Design where you were to pick up your requisitioned equipment that would have been offered free of charge by the friend computer. And now you find yourself in a hallway, just as where we left off last week. When you walk into this hallway, bewildered from this just complete insanity that was the information or the infrared black market. You notice on your PDC you have 3 hours and 40 minutes left in your mission schedule as the PDC then reconnects with the system after being in the jamming area and syncs back up. You hear sudden shouting from just the nearby bend in the corridor. Help! A frightened voice. Someone help me! A second voice, nasty, dirty, filthy, it shouts. Mr. Bubbles will remove you from his list.
This sounds like a job for hygiene. I'm going to run.
Take two perversity points, Mike.
before anyone...
Well, we're going clockwise. So Mike goes for hygiene and heads off. And if you guys want to talk to the GM about getting into the turn order, we can have a chat about that. It'll cost you perversity points. And then it goes to Steve right after Mike.
Who was it that bought the drink? Because I am...
Team leader is currently holding a pack of 2-4 of Bouncy Bubble Beverage.
I think, you know, because we just went through a really harrowing thing. I think we can all be able to take like a quick refreshment drink just to kind of get our...
All right.
Okay, never mind.
Somebody visualize this. There's somebody dying. Hold on.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, you know what? It'll be a reward afterwards.
There we go. It'll be a reward. So
it's
then
a
I'm going
to... all of us.
I am going
Team
to take
leader,
off.
Take a perversity point.
Then I'm going to take off towards Mike.
Okay, there. Now, loyalty officer Julian. Julaine, I always called you.
Julaine Splain.
Julaine.
My question was answered, so I don't need to ask whether or not she'd purchase classic BBB. Because the new one just tastes so much better. I just don't understand why you'd want it. So I'm going to follow.
Take a perversity point.
Thank you.
Don't talk shit about new fucking Coke, man.
I'm going to follow these guys down the hall to investigate these horrible screams.
So you saunter off nicely at a casual pace. Team leader and happiness officer, you two both have to make a move.
I'm booking it.
Take a perversity point, Cassie.
Like I said before, after we fix the problem, we can all have some soda, so I'm going along with everybody.
Man, I wish it was Oval, dude.
I really wish it was, too, but, you
and
know.
The leader saunters in at her own pace.
All right, guys, take care of this shit.
I know you can do it. I know you can.
She believes in us.
She has
so as you come around the corner, Mike, you see a green clearance citizen in a PLC uniform being mopped up violently by a standard scrub bot.
I'm shooting the citizen before these guys show up.
Wait, how?
Okay, do you have a laser barrel?
I do.
Okay, they're like right behind you, right around
shit,
the corner. It's going to take you a round to attach the barrel to your gun.
See, my thinking is I'd shoot him so he bounces out.
I see.
It's like shoot the hostage. Speed! Jeff Bridges! Right? Jeff Bridges taught me this.
Okay. Yes, so it's going to take you a round to put the barrel onto your gun. And Steve, you catch up. You're right behind. As you come around, there's the green PLC officer in the ground just screaming as this scrub bot is just mopping suds and blood moving all around on the floor.
I want to rush over to this, see if I can be able to grab the scrub bot to be able to see if I can try to fix it.
So how big are these things?
I was going to ask. Yeah,
a
how
scrub
big are
bot
these?
Is about the it's about
like
the
Zamboni?
Size of no. It's about the size of a 6-7 foot tall man.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
It's not. It's a humanoid mopping robot.
Oh.
Right. And
so like Mega Maid from Spaceballs.
They're normally very passive, kind of dumb-witted. They're the janitorial staff of Alpha Complex, and it is currently mopping the shit out of this green PLC officer.
Well, yeah, then I'm going to I do have skills in bot programming, so I wanted
bot programming requires you for to open their external shell, usually with their permission, and work through their innards. These are sentient beings.
Okay.
They have
all the same
emotions and intelligence of a human.
Stop that shit. Yell
then I'm going to yell at the scrub bot. Halt and desist your activities.
Dirty, filthy, Mr. Bubbles, remove him from the list.
Is this a scrub bot saying this?
That's the scrub bot responding to you.
This is not your primary function. Your primary function is to not harm any human being.
It's not listening. It's the PLC officer, he's taking wounds. His blood's going everywhere. Man. Its skin is being stripped away from his face.
Can I shoot him?
Okay, loyalty officer, you come around
the
corner.
Don't shoot the robot. We need to see what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I come around the corner and witness what's going on here. How long does it take for me to... use my power to regenerate something that I've consumed.
You just spit it back out.
Okay, then I am going to spit back out my sword.
I'm just having a look here. I want to...
Sword? What?
What?
How the hell does your power work?
Well, you got a sword.
You'll find out.
He's a registered mutant. His registered mutant ability is Matter Eater.
I'm a Matter Eater.
So whatever you eat, you could regurgitate?
He can eat matter.
And I can regurgitate it.
You know where this joke's going.
So I'm definitely a swallower.
Oh, you must be real popular.
So I'd like to regurgitate my sword.
Okay. You regurgitate a full sword.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to try and take a swing at this crazy scrub bot.
Okay, so roll me a d20 here. You're doing a violence check.
Yeah, and I... Oh, no, actually, I don't have anything in it. Okay. Doop-doo. Well, that's not good.
What did you roll?
That was a 11.
Okay.
My violence is a 9.
Your violence is a 9. So you didn't make it, so you take the sword out, but you kind of, like, pull it out of your face really quickly before it had fully come out all the way, and you kind of cut your cheek open at it. It's like, ah! And it just hurts just enough that it stuns you now. You can do another round next time, but it can't be an offensive action.
Okay.
So it's now going to come around to team leader rounding up behind the group. Saunting forward with her case of 2-4 of Bounty Bubble Beverage Classic.
Come on, you gotta take care of, you gotta get rid of this guy this robot.
So you are ordering your team to attack the scrub bot?
Yep, because that poor guy needs a break.
Okay, happiness officer, your team leader has ordered you to attack computer equipment.
I take a bottle of your BBB and attempt to throw it at the bot.
Do you wish to shake it first?
Why the hell not?
Okay. Happiness officer, spend at least one perversity point to help give you that extra action so you can shake the can of Bouncy Bubble Beverage Classic and then hurl it at the scrub bot with all your might.
Okay. How do perversity points work?
You just put it back in the center. You just spend it.
Okay.
We would have been using poker chips, but Julian forgot all his.
And then it takes one.
Curse you!
And then it takes one away from my roll.
No, in this case, I'm allowing you to spend one perversity point to give you an extra action.
Oh, okay.
Just because I want you to shake the bottle and then throw it, which would be two actions. So what did you roll?
I rolled a 9.
What is your violence?
Your
character sheet. Do you have anything with thrown weapons?
I do have thrown weapons. It's 10.
Oh, great. So you shake the bottle, you throw it, it goes through the air, and it explodes like a small little homemade grenade. Bouncy Bubble Beverage is it's basically you have a case of homemade grenades if you shake them enough. it hits the scrub bot and explodes. Right. It dents into its armor. It becomes lightly damaged. It then turns. It goes, filthy, dirty, and then begins to take off down the hallway.
Which way?
Is the other guy alive?
Yeah. Is he okay?
He's moaning. He's, my own. Okay.
Is it too far? Is the bot too far down the hallway to chase?
It's going at a pace. If you chase after this bot, you might forget where you are and you won't know where the green officer is.
Okay. I'm going to go chase the scrub bot.
You're going to go chase the scrub bot.
You have fun with that.
Roll me a violence check.
All right. 5.
Okay, so the
violence
hygiene
fine,
officer begins to take off, sweating into his... computer issued coveralls.
Okay.
The rest of you doing? Are you chasing after the bot or are you going to help out the green officer?
Quick question, Peter. What your weapon's unholstered and drawn, right?
Yes.
What hand are you holding it in?
I'm holding it in my right.
Okay.
I have no idea what to do. I really don't.
I want to investigate and check on the green officer who's dying on the ground and see how
follow
bad
me.
His
I'm going to knock out the big fucking robot.
Hey, quickly, just again, I just want what each person, are you following or not following? Steve?
I am not following.
You're not following? Steve?
I'm going to follow.
You're going to follow? Julian?
I am not following.
Oh, okay, and Cassie, you're not following, Steve. Cassie, what are you doing? Following or not doing?
You're following.
Yeah, I'm not following.
Okay, so three are staying behind with the green officer, and two are following after the robot.
I'm going to shoot the entrance with a red paintball.
What entrance?
The door to what we just came into.
There is no door that you just came into. You were standing in a hallway. You came around a corner in a hallway, and you took down a hallway.
Shoot the wall.
Shoot the wall, then. I'm shooting the wall to where we were.
You're
so that
shooting
I can...
red paint onto a red corridor wall.
It's a red corridor wall?
This whole corridor is red.
Oh. I'm just trying to be able to figure out how we can be able to get back if we get lost. So that's the only thing
I'm going to trust my innate intelligence and good looks.
You know what? Sometimes getting lost is a
so
good thing.
So just following the bot pursuers, you two follow the bot around a corner, and then just as the bot enters out the second corner, a trans bot comes through and smashes it to smithereens and then continues on down the tunnel.
All right.
The bot has been vaporized.
All right.
Is there any wreckage remaining from the scrubble bot?
Nope. I mean, there is, but I mean, it's
nothing useful.
So there's no CPU unit anymore.
They're like the smart cars of the bot world. They're not really gonna take up to a whole lot of brunt force like a trans bot, which is basically like a
transport
train,
truck?
Like a train hitting into a tiny little tin can.
Can I be able to find the CPU of the bot and grab that?
You can't. It's
obliterated.
If it was, it was pulled down into the wind, into the dark tunnels of the transbot tunnel.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'm going to head back.
I'm going to hang my head in shame as the sad Hulk music plays behind me.
Three people who stay behind get to meet the green citizen who identifies himself as Marco G. Budd. He's so grateful, man. Oh, God. Thank you so much for saving my life. Obviously... As a green citizen, I can reward red citizens for helping. Absolutely. I mean, what you've done is heroic. Troubleshooters to the rescue. All my money's gone. Listen, what I can do if you give me your PDCs is I can transfer an authorization of 25 credits to each of your account. And that should work. I mean, are you guys okay with that?
Sure.
Okay, so loyalty, happiness, team leader, are you going to hand over your PDC? This is a common occurrence with higher clearance authorizing credit transfers into your account. It happens directly to the computer, and it's always very secure.
All right.
So you being a hero is really fucking cheap these days.
Is Peter and Dexter back at the where the group is?
Yeah, you will be in a bit.
Okay.
And so the three of you get your PDCs back, and doo-doo-doo-doo, you each have 25 credits added to your account. This green
Yay.
Guy's good for
Yay.
His word.
Thank you.
You can buy dinner now.
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to ask him, how bad are his wounds?
His wounds look, it's mostly superficial damage. I mean, he was basically beaten for about a minute and a half by a mop.
Okay, yeah.
He's clean to death.
Do you have any idea what triggered the scrub bot?
Man, I don't know what was going on. I was just walking down the hallway, minding my own business. I'm just heading down right now to a PLC firm to meet up with my partner, Andrea, to try and sell a whole bunch of R&D demo equipment. But then this scrub bot came out of nowhere and just started beating the hell out of me. Thank God you guys were here. Tell you what, why don't you come with me to R&D and maybe we can get you equipped with some new equipment.
I think that would be a fantastic idea because we didn't actually receive our initial packages. Yeah, we got derailed by these bots.
I hear you troubleshooters just love handling R&D prototypes. That's the kind of enthusiasm I'm looking for. Oh, okay, come on. Marco G begins to limp off direction down the hallway. He's waving his hand.
Is Peter and I back yet? Are we back?
Oh, yeah. You guys are back and you see them following down Marco G as he's waving down to them.
Hey, guys, where are we going?
We're going to get equipment.
We're going down to R&D to get some equipment.
Yay! Oh, goody. My favorite place in the whole world.
As you're heading down the hallway, an enthusiastic voice catches your attention. There you guys are! I've been looking all everywhere for you! You turn around and you see an eager-looking yellow clearance citizen with a clipboard under his arm. He's running towards you at full speed. He's wearing an HPD and MC vest. This is the entertainment firm of the Alpha Complex. And he's got a production cap for a reality vid series called Shooters. He gives each of you a firm, friendly handshake. I'm Harry Y, LGT3, your casting director. Glad to meet you. Trouble finding the studio? He then waves it off casually. I figured as much. People get lost around here all the time.
I bet. Yeah.
I think you have the wrong group. We are we're troubleshooters on a mission for the computer.
This is your service. You know, every time you troubleshooters are sent out with the computer, they usually are given a service if they're heading in the right direction to help out with local firms. Well, the computer's assigned your group to HPD and MC to help out with the new shooting of shooters. This is the best service. You guys are going to be stars.
Great.
Stars? I like being stars. Where do I sign up?
Let me just
the mission comes first.
Yeah, well, let me just consult with the computer. I just want to check in on the computer in general.
That would be a
just
good
to make sure we're still on track.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you send a message off to the computer will respond to you.
Great. So I'll just text that then.
Ding.
Thank you.
Ding.
Oh, is that yours? I don't know.
What was this for?
You've each received messages in your PDCs.
Oh, this is for everybody.
No, just to the three of you.
Wait, me or?
You picked it up.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this because I'm black?
What does it say, troubleshooters?
Well, I got a message from Ginger to undisclosed recipients. Inflation Badger Splendor Effective, 100%. Guaranteed results. Insert amino benzoic octagon. Lock in your low, low rate now. Click here to be removed from this list.
Do you click there to be removed from the list?
No.
What does yours say, Steve?
Nigerian prince.
It says the exact same thing.
And Cassie?
Cassie, what's yours?
Do you wish to reveal what it says to the group?
Yes, it's because it's ridiculous. Okay. It's from, I can't read the top because it's a little bit fuzzy, but it's definitely spam. To claim your extra clone, click here. All new file share content available here for free.
Does it say HPD and MC cloning?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where it's from. Two undisclosed recipients. Subject, free seventh clone.
What?
Click here to remove from this list. Do you click there to be removed from the list?
Cassie, you got to respond. Do you want to be removed from this list?
So wait.
Time's a ticking, Cassie.
Yeah, no, that sounds fishy.
So you're just going to ignore it? You close your PDC. So meanwhile, Harry Wise, like, guys, over here, get off of those PDCs, man.
All right,
it's time for your close-up.
Well, then we need to let the R&D guy know that we have a
Marco
service.
Marco G's gone.
Okay. He just kept walking.
Oh, all right. We have our mission. We need equipment. We can't deal with this right now.
No, I think we have to. If we have a service from the computer.
This is your mission. He's got his clipboard. He's like, your names are right here, right? You're the troubleshooting team assigned. I just want to know, how's the mission going so far? Are you getting along right? You finding your way along fine?
Everything's going according to plan.
Oh, it's going to go so much easier. Once we get you suited up for the show, I got my limo. I'll take you everywhere you need to go. But first, I mean, it's a reality show, right? Shooters, I mean, this isn't some no tally-e-mally drama nonsense on the vid shows. This stuff is more for real. We got to spice it up. HPD and MC, you know, regular troubleshooters. I mean, you guys aren't really that normal. What I need is for each of you to choose from several personas that we've written out. We'll give you some advance credits, and maybe there's a bonus for you at the end if you really entertain the crowd, right? And he introduces you to his crew who come around behind him. Trevor R., HNL2. He's a cameraman, and he's got his big camera, and he's filming everything you guys are going to be doing as you continue along with this mission. And then there's Brian R. PFD5. He's the effects technician, and he's going to help make sure everything just looks really cool. He's going to hook you up to wires. He's going to have the explosions. He's going to make things look flashy. This thing is going to look like a high budget movie. It's going to be incredible. Sweet. And then of course Harry Y., who's the producer of the show.
I always love looking like a badass.
Well, I want
some sort of a silly hat.
Does this mean we get some really fancy, shiny equipment?
Well, there goes Rico Suave, whatever the fuck his name was. Well, maybe someone should yell, hey.
Okay, so I have a few personas here for
you. That's it.
What do you guys want to have here? I've got Rags to Riches, the haunted character. Maybe you want to play the rising star. Man and Machine. Maybe Joe Friday. All right. I mean, everyone likes Joe Friday. He's just, you know, the regular Joe. He's about to make it big this time. He's had it bad with a bunch of sneaks who hide out in the shadows, but not you. You're proud to announce your insect affiliation. Show that badge and pride as you stick it to the facts. All right. Maybe there's Doc Manny. You want to play the crazy mad scientist?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So you were experimenting with high-energy vat physics when a freak accident gave you powers. Superpowers, not mutant ones. We don't want to be doing anything treasonous. But it also renders you vulnerable to algaic bulsified. Now, we'll give you 150 credits in advance, maybe a little something extra if you do the role really good.
Okay, so be crazy. Gotcha.
Okay, so just remember this. You're experimenting with high-energy physics when you were given superpowers.
What is the man and machine persona?
That's, man and machine.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to put forward a more positive cyborg role model. I mean, none of this grim robot assassins from the future. You're upbeat, funny, even a wacky, unthreatening cyborg sidekick.
All right.
100 in advance. How you like that?
I like it.
I'm interested in this
so
haunted
he goes
past.
To send you over to Brian, Steve. He's going to hook you up with Brian R., who's going to add on 20 kilograms of glue-on cyborg makeup and prosthetics.
Okay. Awesome. Yes.
And while he's doing that, lovely. While Brian's sticking the cyborg cybernetics onto Dexter's face, over there with the hygiene officer, Brian is mentioning too that you know he'll be able to throw out some wires in front of you if you want to lift things tall. He'll be able to put some hook them onto the ceiling and lift you up into the air, and make it look like you're flying. We'll remove the wires in post, but it'll look incredible. You'll be flying. You'll be lifting. You'll be crazy.
Can I have some sort of science-y goggles? And a lab coat.
Let's just stick with what we got, right? We don't want to be lab coats are white. I don't want to be dealing with that. I mean, that's you're no.
But I'm the star here. You came to us, remember the computer?
You're red clearance, all right? Red clearance with superpowers, all right? You're just a doc. You're not a super doc. All right. So then there's the grizzled vet. At that point, Harry White speaks back up. The grizzled vet, anybody? Or
I'll take the grizzled vet.
You experiences in the war against Beta Complex have left you scarred. Grim and gritty, you know? What you saw in the war makes your troubleshooter duties seem like a vacation by comparison. 200 credits in advance.
Ooh. I'll take it.
All right, so the troubleshooter is missing a limb, so you're going to have to bend your arm out of sight and keep it tied down for the remainder of the mission. All right? So you're going to be down to one arm.
My God. Make sure it's his writing hand.
It's all right if I use my left hand for that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And as he's tying your arm, you feel a prick in your back arm. He's like, this is going to help with the war flashbacks.
Oh, God.
Hilarity ensues.
Okay, so we've got the cyborg, the war vet, the mad doctor with the superpowers, team leader, you have left for you Rags to Riches, Haunted, the Rising Star, Joe Friday, or the Wolf Boy.
Ooh, I like the sound of the Wolf Boy.
Wolf Boy is going to be the hardest role for everyone to do. But I tell you what, get this. Vulture Squadron Bravo 9 found you in the ruins of the outdoors, where you were raised by a vicious radioactive wolf. Now, despite your savage upbringing, you try to fit into our perfect society. I should warn you in advance, this one's a toughie, and HPD and MC has never found anyone who was up to the task of playing the role. Possibly because no one in Alpha Complex, and this is me as the GM talking, except Sierra Clubbers, which no one in this team is, has more than a foggy notion of what a wolf, or even a wolf, actually is. I mean, is this one that barks and fetches? What is a wolf? No one's seen one. No one even knows what a squirrel looks like in Alpha Complex. So this is completely up to you and how you want to play it. Now, 300 in advance.
Can you tell me a bit about the Haunted?
The Haunt? Oh, you sure meant the wolf? I mean, 300. Haunted's only 50 in advance, all right? Okay. Because it's a little bit easier, right? Your best friend from Junior Citizens was killed in the tragic vat drowning accident, and you believe it was your fault, and guilt eats you constantly. It's heavy drama.
Drama. And what else did we have left there?
The
Rags to Riches.
You've been practicing your theramintar for years, waiting for that big break.
But
just as you were about to make the big time, you realized you needed to do your duty, so you became a troubleshooter. It's 100 in advance.
I'll go with that one.
Okay, he hands you a waiver form for you to sign, which signs over that you agree to all responsibilities of the role, that you'll play it to the Empire, and you'll deal with all of the equipment that'll be handed to you to play out this role for the remainder of the mission.
Okay.
Okay, do you sign it?
I sign it.
Okay, the troubleshooter gets a theramintar. It's basically a guitar like theremin.
Yeah.
And amazing. A bunch of groupies.
Oh,
so
sweet.
All of a sudden, like five more guys all dressed up in like roadie rocker gear. It's all black. They show up and you'll be based on how much of a rock and roll life you lead during the rest of the mission.
All
right. You're going to have groupies.
I am. I'm happiness. Already surly enough.
Happiness officer. So. Mm-hmm. You're the last one. You got to pick a role.
What's left again?
Rags to Riches.
What's that one?
50 in advance. It's one of the cheapest ones here on the list. You invented a way to reduce inventory management costs 20% and were rewarded with the single largest bonus check in the history of Alpha Conflicts, and now money is no object for you.
Okay, what else is there?
The Haunted, where your kid friend died,
right, okay.
And maybe he's haunting you.
Right.
We've got Joe Friday. Insecurity has a bad rep, so this role is going to help kind of like polish that up a bit. You're proud to announce your InSec affiliation and show that badge with pride as you stick to the facts. Like, you're going to tell everyone that you're with Internal Security. And the Wolf Boy, of course.
I could do the Joe Friday one, I guess.
Joe Friday? Okay, so here's the disclaimer. You're going to sign it. You're going to sign over to the role. It's 100 in advance.
All right.
Okay, so it comes with this all-access door pass. Supposedly, it'll open any door in Alpha Complex. And but before you do, just make sure you tell our FX guy, Brian, just let him know what you're going to do, and he'll help you set you up to make sure that the door is open when the cameras are rolling. Okay?
Yay.
All right, so what's everyone's roles again? Mike?
Science!
No, superpowers.
Superpowers.
Superpowers. You can lift things, you can fly. You're a superhero.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay.
I am Dexter RFCP1 cyborg equipment guy.
Remember, we're looking for wacky and unthreatening.
Think Bozo the Clown, right? Meet RoboCop.
You're a cyborg, but you're like that fun sidekick cyborg that everyone wants to have on their next team.
I am the Dexter FCP1 cyborg.
Two perversity points.
Thank you. Oh, that's not going to get annoying.
Loyalty officer.
I'm the grizzled war veteran. I've seen horrible things, but nothing compared to what I saw in the war.
Here, let me, hold on. He rolls a 4 and he tightens the rope around your back just a little bit tighter, and now your arm is really there. You're going to need someone else to unhook you. You won't be able to do this on your own.
Oh boy.
Okay. Right. Team leader?
Of course I'm the rocker.
You're the rising star.
Yeah, I am the rising star.
Okay, now remember, it's a Theramintar.
Theramintar.
Honestly, we did focus groups. We had a lot of riots break out in the sector over because people weren't pronouncing the name of the instrument right. I mean, this thing's the next big thing. So Theramintar.
Theramintar.
All right. Here, try it out for a bit.
I'm going to play the Theramintar. I don't know how to play the Theramintar.
Okay.
Pretend
it's like an air guitar, because a theremin is that whole thing with the...
Yeah.
So if you can't do it as an air guitar, it actually will make noise instead of just by itself.
Well, theremins are pretty cool.
Yeah, and then you make that noise, too.
Exactly. So...
That's
take a perversity point. Whenever you want to play the Theramintar, that's how you do it. I want you to make the sounds.
What hand are you playing with? Like what orientation are you holding the Theramintar?
Left-handed. Of course.
Wait, what?
What arm is
this is right.
What arm is yours? Is yours pulled back, sir?
I don't play.
Happiness officer.
Yes.
What is your role?
I am Joe Friday.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Remember,
absolutely nothing but the facts.
Absolutely nothing but the facts. You're kicking in doors. You're taking names. You're internal security, right? You're like the police. And now you got a key that's going to open up any door. Just make sure you tell the FX guy ahead of time because, you know, we don't want to be responsible for, any treason.
Of course.
Okay, so if you guys want to practice your roles at all with each other, he's going to head you off. He's got a limo, and he's willing to take you anywhere you like.
I am ready to go.
So where do you want to go, guys?
To where's adventure!
Where's your mission taking you next?
To Scribblebot places.
We'll have to go grab equipment.
You know about your credit that those prosthetics are going to fall off any minute now? Sometime during battle, I bet you anything.
I'll have received a message from friend
computer.
The friendly computer has decided I am worthy of its attention. It says this.
Oh my god, I can't even get this thing open.
You've all received more spam to your PDCs.
I love you, computer.
And I'm going to read mine aloud. Clones gone wild. Thousands of infrared getting crazy when hormone suppressants wear off. You won't believe what happens next. Click to see. I am clicking. Unbelievable amounts of clone loving.
So what happens?
Describe it in vivid detail. Don't worry, you're just getting more spam on your phone. If you want to share it with the group, that's fine, but yeah, I mean, I'm not going to. You're just getting more. So Harry Y sees you guys all looking at your PCs, looks over his clipboard. Okay, so you guys are, let's see, you're looking for missing fissionable material. Okay, yeah, we can work with that. We can work with that. Let's see, where do you want to go next? Do you have the contact information for the decommissioning overseer?
No, we do not.
Have you been to the reactor yet?
No.
All right, okay. So, let's see. What do we want to do now? Just as it's kind of getting a little awkward with the group here, as I'm sensing, an infrared production assistant rushes up. Do we have a forensically trained troubleshooter team ready for a shoot? Some scrub bot just killed a VAT shift supervisor over in the SDK sector. We get first crack on the crime scene if we move real fast right now.
I'm booking it.
I'm going to book it, but I'm going to do this.
Take a perversity point, Cassie.
I'm going to book it, but I'm going to do it in, like, basically as I'm doing the robot.
Are you a forensically trained troubleshooter on a mission?
Yes.
You have forensics training?
Yes.
Do I?
Okay, let's get the cameras, guys. Let's get going.
I'm going to run over there, but I'm going to do this. Pretend I'm flying.
Am I the only one who actually has wetware and medical?
I have wetware.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm basically Freakazoid.
Oh, so Harry takes you down to the limo. You guys all pile in, and you head off to the crime scene.
Harry, are we maintaining our characters for this forensic examination?
For the rest of your mission, folks. Great. The cameras are rolling. You're going to be stars on Shooters.
I'm going to play back beautiful music for you guys.
I've never been in a limo before.
I want to stand on top of the limo dramatically posing.
So as you're in the car and you're heading down to the food vat area, you look at your PDCs. You have 2 hours and 50 minutes remaining until the transbot is scheduled to arrive to pick you up to your briefing, or to your debriefing, rather. All right. And you all get... hold on. You're getting more spam!
I see Gmail in the future still sucks.
Yeah. Ding! Ding! Ding!
Whoa. Whoa. Jesus. Okay. Like,
spam loves me.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, damn.
Oh, I got double spammed.
I got quadruple spammed. Jesus. Don't worry.
My inbox is full of clone porn, so I don't get any more.
So the limo rolls up to the VAT center, and you're brought out. A single red internal security agent is sure glad to see a whole bunch of troubleshooters show up on the scene. And he doesn't know much about the situation, but he walks up to you. Who's team leader here?
I am.
Okay, well, all right, here's my report. 21 minutes ago, standard Series 3 scrub bot entered the office of Red Clearance Shift Supervisor 1 Mark R. Mac 6. The door was closed. Infrared staff reported hearing raised voices from the office, both human and bot, and then the sounds of violence. The doors have been locked. The bot, so far as anyone knows, is still inside the office. There hasn't been any noise in there in the last 17 minutes. He's been staying here. He's rounded up all of the infrared workers at the food vat up into a corner. He's probably going to hold on to them until they're cleared of suspicion, which will probably take the rest of their lives.
Oh, boy.
I load my laser pistol.
You're loading your laser pistol?
Yeah.
Would you, I address the sec officer. How severe are the wounds and the casual, like the, what's the casualty report?
As far as we know, just Mark R. Mack. There was an attack and then silence. I mean, honestly, he's probably dead by now.
Okay.
If he's that quiet, well, no more screams. I guess he's clean to death.
So now if the,
up the stairs at the top overlooking the food vats is a door to the office of the, he's like the supervisor for this food vat. Mm-hmm. So there's like, kind of like, think of like a foreman's office, and it overlooks the food vat so you can see all the workers with like a glass window. It's completely dark, all the lights are out, and the door is closed at the top of the stairs.
I'm going to ask the InSec officer if it turns out that the scrub bot is currently malfunctioning still, do we have permission to disable it? Do we have clearance?
Hey, guys, that's way beyond my clearance level.
All right. We're troubleshooters, that's what we do.
Yep.
How many workers exactly are under suspicion here?
Well, we got the 12 over here who were on duty at the time. I'll keep a hold on them. InSec has already been informed. They're on their way to collect them. Honestly, you guys are the troubleshooters. We need you to deal with the trouble. If that thing's gone Asimov on us up there, we need you to go and take care of it right away.
Mm-hmm. All right, then we're on
let's
that.
Let's head up.
I also inform him that we encountered a scrub bot that was acting violently earlier that got hit by the...
It's been all over the wire. Haven't you been watching the news? People left, right. It's just a scrub bot. I don't know what's going on, man. It's probably some other terrorist attack from those commie mutants.
Mm-hmm. Those damn commies. All right.
Yeah,
well,
tell
we'll
me about it.
We'll take care of the problem. We'll head up.
We'll take this on for the glory of the computer.
We love the computer.
So who's heading up first?
I'll head up first.
I will follow behind her dramatically.
I'm following.
I will follow as well.
All right. And loyalty officer taking up the rear. So team leader, you get to the door. Do you want to try and just open it? Are you trying to break it down? Do you want, like, what are you doing here once you get to the
top? No, wait,
You're busting in? You're Joe. You're right. Joe, right?
No,
I'm
okay.
Joe.
You've got the door, right?
I'm Joe. I'm busting in.
So you're busting in. Just as you're going, all of a sudden you hear like, hold on. Brian, the FX technician, is like, you want to use the card break to get through the door? Is that it? You want to use your insect? You want to use the card bridge? You want to break in the door? Okay, great. I'm ready for this.
Right,
all of a sudden, he brings in the bag and starts pulling out these huge explosives. Like, he's got, like, C4. He's got Semtex. He's got, you know, all of this, he's going to lean up to the door. We got to do a breach and clear. Oh, we can do a breach and clear. Let's do a breach and clear.
After that, can I fly in?
You want to fly? Yeah, yes. We can hook you up to a wire on the top of that vat. We can put a little crane. And he brings, you see coming around the corner from behind the thing, a little mobile crane that can lift you up like a little cherry picker.
Awesome.
And it was going to swing you. It's like, yeah, how about this? How about we swing you through the window?
Hey, guys.
Just as the door goes
off. Guys.
Yeah.
We got dying people in there. Should we really take this long just setting this up?
Harry Y in the yellow shirt is going, guys, this is going to be dynamite. We should pull this up. Get the camera rolling. He gets Trevor in position. He wants the door breached. He wants Mike flying in on the crane. This is going to be amazing.
For the computer.
And when the door is actually open, what I want
to
do...
So are you letting Brian then start slapping all the explosives to the door? I mean, these explosives are huge. He's basically covering the door with explosives.
Just to let you know what I want to do, I want to actually, when the door actually explodes, or the door is open, I want to step dramatically into the doorway and say... Come with me if you want to live.
Okay, so you want to be standing like right next to the door when it goes off?
No, God, no. I just want to step right into it once it's open.
Okay, well,
I'm gonna step back and clear while the demolitions is going off, but I will wax eloquently on camera about how I've seen worse horrors than this back in the war on Beta Complex.
As you're giving your confession, I just rolled a one. As you're giving your confession into the camera, the drug kicks off, and you're all of a sudden drawn into like this trench battlefield, and you're surrounded by gunfire, and everyone around you is shooting at you.
Take this, you commie bastards! I start freaking out and shaking and...
Whoa. Give me the drink real quick.
I'm giving you a drink.
Okay, all right. So I'm giving you a drink. Calm down, buddy. Calm down, buddy. Calm down.
Shake it first.
Calm down.
No, get off me, you filthy commie!
Push him off me.
I force the drink down his throat.
You guys are rolling on this, right?
am I rolling on this? Okay, all right. I'll roll.
No, that was Harry talking to the cameraman. Take a reversity point, Julian.
Thank you.
I'm gonna force the drink down his throat to calm himself down.
If he's going to do that, I'm going to roll opposed hand-to-hand combat on that. If you're going to...
I'm just trying to help
you,
man.
Each of you roll a d20.
Yeah, but I'm going crazy, so I'm hallucinating.
Okay. So you're each rolling violence checks.
What do I see? If I'm, like, having a hallucination here, instead of, like, seeing...
You see a man with critical. Only a red skull coming towards you, a hammer and sickle tattooed across his chest, and he's going to come... He's got a hammer and sickle in each hand, fires all around you.
I rolled a one.
And I rolled an 18, so...
You defecate into your suit. You are terrified. Steve, what exactly were you trying to do?
I was just trying to give him a drink just to kind of calm him down.
The demon commie monster forces you to the ground and begins pouring his saliva into your mouth.
No, stop, God, no!
The drugs completely wear off, and all of a sudden your equipment officer is giving you a classic drink of bouncy bubble beverage.
No! God, no, classic!
What is this swim? Girl for your...
Both of you take 2 perversity points.
Yeah.
Harry Y is just like, Oh my god, you guys are gonna be stars! But seriously, there's a dead guy upstairs. You gotta do this thing or not?
Yeah, let's let him blow the door open. Let's step back.
I throw my arms up in disbelief, like, yeah.
Okay, so where is everyone? At this point, Mike, you've now been hooked up to the crane. They're ready to lift you up.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm far back, like, I was talking to the cameras,
right? You guys are all down by the vat, by the limo?
Yep.
Okay, so Brian sets off, and all of a sudden, there's a giant explosion, and, yes, Steve, and, there is, the door, it's amazing, the whole wall of the office incinerates, fire and smoke goes down, it falls into the vat, one of the infrared standing too close to the vat gets hit by debris, knocks out cold, and falls into the food processing unit and is completely chewed up, everything's caught on camera, the red insect guy is like, oh my god. Roll a d20.
Apparently, Jen did not get him off this crazy thing.
16.
One of the production assistants takes the crane and swings it around, but you don't orient yourself. You start to like sort of spin wildly out of control, and you just smash into one of the walls, missing the window entirely.
Ow!
You are currently wounded.
Shit.
It's okay. You could be maimed, but you're not. So you've got your hygiene officer just kind of dangling in the air above, directly above the food vat.
I don't look good, guys.
You have. I rolled another one. The crane, after hitting you into the wall, begins to
buckle
just a little bit under the weight. I mean, this thing was supposed to lift like crates, not like troubleshooters.
Oh,
and you're directly above the food vat.
I am going to try and grab onto the wire that I'm attached to, see if I can pull myself up.
Okay, roll a violence check.
All right.
Can I be able to, I want to roll, or I want to get...
Anyone want to spend perversity points on helping Mike out?
Yeah, I'm going to spend my perversity points here. I'm going to spend 2 out of my 4.
Yeah, I'm gonna spend 2
3.
As well.
Okay, so you roll the 3, that's good. But who are you spending, are you going to raise or lower the skill check? Do we want to do this in secret?
What?
Do we want? Do you want to make this easier or harder for Mike?
I want to make this easier.
You want to make this easier? You want him to succeed at this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't want to see one of your troubleshooters fall into a food vat and get crushed like the infrared?
Actually, you know what? That one looked pretty cool on camera.
Harry White's like, I know, right? And he's like, tell you what, give me a little bit of credits. I'll tell the production officer to just drop him.
Do it.
Oh.
Okay. Now it gets interesting.
The crane releases, and your hygiene officer plummets into the food vat. You're just swimming in the water. The machine turned off. It's currently gunked up with the infrared that fell in there earlier. You are currently wounded. You won't be able to get out without help. Okay. Is anyone going to help the hygiene officer out of the food vat before he drowns?
I will.
Okay, loyalty officer, you reach your hand down into the food vat. Both of you roll d20s.
All right.
Not
9. 6. Okay, yeah. You lift him out of the water. He's now completely covered in processed food and processed infrared. And at the top of the balcony, the scrub bot appears silhouetted in the smoldering smoke. Dirty! Filthy! Dirty! We will wipe you all out!
You! I'm going to assume it was the scrub bot that fucked me over, because I don't know it was you.
Yeah, probably.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, I think here comes more spam.
This is not the time!
Ding, 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 ding,
ding. What the fuck?
I'm just, like, throwing it, like, indiscriminately now, just, like, tossing it in all directions.
I'd like to point out I have the world's most effective spam filter.
I just got the I just got the best text. I could be able to claim monies.
Yeah. All right, enough of this spam. We got to do something about this scrub bot.
Scrub bot begins barreling down the stairs.
I'm subscribing from these the spams.
It trips on the top stair and takes a stumble.
What does?
The
bot. It's currently, what I would say, it's not damaged, but it's rebalancing itself. You each have one round to respond before it's able to get down to you.
I want to tackle it.
Yeah.
You can't tackle it. It's currently up on the stairs, and you're at the bottom of the food, being lifted out of the food vats.
Also, you're wounded.
Damn it.
How close am I? Am I down at the bottom of the
stairs?
You're
at the bottom of the stairs looking at it. You're probably 3 feet away.
I want to shoot it.
Okay, you pull out
shoot below it. Knock it down the stairs.
Where are you going to use your laser barrel?
Yes.
Okay, so you attach the barrel to the laser
body? Yeah.
All right, pull the trigger. Roll a d20.
Okay.
You're using your mandatory energy weapon skill.
Yeah, mandatory what? Sorry.
Everyone has energy weapons 10.
Oh, yes, okay. All right, fine. I'm going to roll. I rolled a 4.
You blast it. It's currently maimed. One of its mops explodes off of its body. Dirty! Filthy! Mr. Bubbles wants you off the list!
Hasta la vista, baby.
Okay, anyone else want to have a move? We've got next, loyalty.
Yeah, I want to draw and holster my barrel in a slick-looking way. Or draw it, not holster it, but draw it in a slick-looking way, which
Trevor
I have skill in.
Trevor R. catches the entire thing on camera. Roll a d20.
2.
Oh, that's so cool. Take it from this point.
Sweet.
Okay, team leader. Yeah. You're currently standing by the limo still. all chaos is coming around you.
What's going on?
Dirty, filthy, Mr. Bubbles wants you off the list!
Yeah, we gotta take care of that. I can
air guitar solo.
Yeah, well, there's the theremin tar. The woo-woo-woo-woo.
Give me a stealth check just to check around your surroundings.
Sure.
This won't count as your round.
Oh, 19.
You have no idea where your roadies went.
No. Okay, that's okay.
This is where you come up with your classic hit song, No Roadies Around Me.
It's going to be my one-hit wonder, I'm sure. But, you know, that's okay. Can I use my laser pistol?
Yes.
To try and I got a 7. Not too shabby.
Okay, and I'll roll the damage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he doesn't do much. You shoot him right in the center of his processing unit in his chest. The mop that he still has left begins to spin and slow. Dirty, filthy. Oh, he falls down, deactivated.
Oh, okay. Guitar solo.
Incredible! Harry Y is just completely blown away. Okay, but still, like, you guys, there's a dead body, like, right up there.
Uh-huh. Can I go scavenge the bought parts?
I
want to gather the parts of my fallen foe.
No, before that, before
very
Peter
good,
does
good
that.
Choice. Take a perversity points for collecting useful computer property, R&D, research and design, pays handsomely for the return of destroyed robot parts, since they're very hard to manufacture.
Peter, I can't help but notice that as the hygiene officer, you are completely covered in human chum and waste.
I'm going to take this opportunity to clean the human chum off me in a bathroom. Excuse me while I change my underwear.
Team leader, will you let the hygiene officer clean himself off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to repeat the song, or do you?
Guys, there's a dead body upstairs.
Oh. But cleanliness must come first.
It was a lovely song, though. Actually,
I'm going to go investigate the body.
Okay, so you walk up into the office. The one wall is completely destroyed. The window's still intact. There's smoldering fire all over the place. But in the corner is Mark Orr's corpse. It's pretty clear that he was mopped to death. I mean, he's covered in suds. He's got a pine fresh scent. So you've got a number of avenues that you can investigate. He has a computer workstation. I mean, there's his body lying on the ground. His PDC smashed to bits, but it's lying there. Most of the office has been destroyed by the explosion of the door.
I wanted to follow him before he actually said that, or you said that. I want to be able to, using my fake prosthetic eye, scan the body and be able to search to see if there's anything out of the ordinary or
okay. Roll me a d20.
Okay. A 2.
Okay. As you're scanning the room, your prosthetics send an electrical shock into your skin. You're snafu'd. You cannot take an offensive action until the electrical discharges from the prosthetics stop.
Wow.
You're beginning to spasm slightly out of control. Everyone around who can see you sees your face twitching uncontrollably.
This is not fun.
I just ignore that. I'm going to do a medical check on the body just to get a forensics, just to see how bad everything was and exactly how he died.
Okay.
Mostly for the show on camera.
So you check the body.
Yep.
Roll a d20.
That's not good. 15, and I have a 14.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yep, he's dead.
Well, anyone done. Have software or hacking?
I do, yeah. I have software as well.
Okay,
but
well,
I'm not there yet.
Do some forensics crime scene investigations here.
All right, I'm going to do the same thing with software. Oh, never mind. I rolled a 19.
Oops.
Okay, you turn on the computer.
I rolled a 5.
And then your prosthetics.
Yep. Oh, God.
Roll a 7 and send an electrical shards.
This really hurts.
The computer's still functioning, but it won't be functioning for long.
I rolled a 5 on my software skill.
Okay, so as you open it up, you see username, program, please enter user.
Can I intuit what to, like, do I have any innate knowledge from my skill of what I want to enter, or do I have a login account, like, as troubleshooters?
High or low?
High.
His PDC is lying on the ground.
Okay, yeah, I'll pick up his PDC and check to see what his username is.
So you open up the PDC. Startup screen says, hiya, Hotbot.
Alrighty, Hotbot it is. I type it in.
Yeah, it works. So you open it up. What do you want to check for on the computer?
Anything out of the ordinary, maybe maintenance logs on the bots or repair logs or software.
Work orders.
Work orders, anything like that.
So you start clicking through all the things. On the workstation, give me a data. Do you have data search?
No, I don't.
Do you have software?
I have software.
Okay, roll software search.
7.
7? Okay. Yeah, you're clicking through. You're seeing, you know, exactly what you'd expect to see. But you do come across an email from Marco G, the green guy that you helped save earlier in the hour. More names for the list under our standard arrangement. Has all of your names on it.
Oh. I see.
That's not good.
Does anyone, yeah, like, I guess everyone, I'll relay that to everybody.
Ding, 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 ding.
Not this time.
Why are we getting so much spam?
I'm subscribed to the list.
I got,
oh, shit.
Oh man, I got triple spammed.
I'm going to, can I unsubscribe from the list now?
You click on it?
Yeah.
I'm clicking on it too.
I'm clicking on it.
Hey. I don't have time for this.
Read mine. Wow, they have everything. Wakey, wakey, quiet time, you name
you
it. Lowest prices.
Link.
Ding.
Yeah. Oh. It's like, are you sure you want to click on it? They never let you go.
Jesus, why?
They'll never let you go.
I'm keeping subscribed to my list because you never know.
You never know. Absolutely.
Oh,
you never know when a Nigerian prince might need some money. So,
I suspect some great disloyalty going on here. This appears to be quite a secret transaction, but I can't really know because it's above my clearance level, but I suspect that something is not quite right here, and I will relay that to the group, the message that I saw between Marco and this individual.
Okay. Anyone else have data analysis or status search?
I do have data analysis.
You want to have a check at the computer?
Sure.
Roll the d20.
Do you want me to as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 13 out of 9. That didn't
never
that.
Mind, I was 16.
Am I cleaned up enough that I can come upstairs?
So you, oh yeah, yeah, you're back now.
Okay.
Welcome back.
I'm gonna flash my teeth as I walk in. Like, hey guys. Aww.
Ding! Very, very minty.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so
I'm
sorry, what did you, who was rolling the data search? Was that you, Erica?
Yeah.
What did you roll?
13.
13? You come across, you just can't get through. He's got another password block on his inbox. You were able to check his send mail and his delete where you came across the Marco G email. There's another folder with something hidden in there. You can't get through it. You can't see it.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone else, can I take another stab at it?
What would the skill be?
You take a stab at the computer and it explodes. The computer
God
has now been
it.
Destroyed.
What is your death, LS?
I don't have anything to stab it with.
Your finger!
That is some very not nice language there, Dexter.
You've destroyed computer
ding.
Property!
Ding. Ding.
I might have to.
Ding.
I might. Are you feeling okay?
Oh, here you go. This is not.
Why
is
are you being so mean to Gunter? Why you say such mean things to Gunter?
Finally.
Because he blew up the computer.
So you guys get more spam to your phones or your PDCs. What does this one say?
Can I? I'll read it. From Ali G8R, Troubleshooter. Subject, want to help me get that spammer. I know you helped protect the spammer Marco G, but I'll pay you 250 license-free creds if you waste him instead. No need to reply. Actions speak louder than words.
Hmm. Huh. Cliffhanger. We'll come back next week.
No. All right. So I guess that's for this week's episode of These Warriors Are Terrible, Paranoia XP Edition, which we should probably... Oh, is this name Mr. Bubbles? Is that the name of this mission?
That's what it is.
All right, so we'll come
dirty,
back to see...
Dirty, filthy Mr. Bubbles wants you off his list!
Will Mr. Bubbles get us off there, his list or whichever? Tune in next time.
I think
time.
You guys are all already on the list.
Yeah, I think so. Tune in next time for These Warriors Are Terrible. I have been Steve Snowball Sailor playing Dexter, our FCP-1, the equipment guy, and I've been playing with...
Mike the Birdman Dodd, who was formerly covered in human chum.
And also...
Julian, regular BBB is way better than classic BBB Spillane.
And then?
Erica, Sailor Senshi Sabo, the most rockin' theremin tar player you'll ever see, and probably the most helpful team leader you'll ever have.
Inspirational, even.
Take a perversity point.
Nice. And then from to her left. Sorry, I'll just stop that.
Take another perversity point, Steve.
Yeah!
All right.
Thanks, R2.
And go ahead. You are?
Cassie Casabella Choo Choo playing Hunter the Happiness Officer, who isn't sure.
Officer.
Who isn't sure if he's supposed to be happy or serious.
The computer makes no mistakes. He picked your role for a reason.
And lastly, in the glass booth known as the illustrious temple of the GM.
Justin, Mr. Bubbles Ecock.
And we'll see you guys next time. Tune in for more These Warriors Are Terrible, which is brought to you by offworlddesign.com for some awesome, awesome t-shirts. I've seen the ones that Mike wears, and they are absolutely really cool. And also noblenight.com, where Out of Print is available again. You can be able to get some amazing books. We've got some, let's say the RPGs that we've been getting from these guys are absolutely amazing. We can't wait to be able to show you them. So for that, that's it for These Warriors Are Terrible. Tune in next time. And as always, we remain obedient to yours.
And minty fresh.
And minty fresh.
You have just listened to This Week in Geeks. These Warriors Are Terrible. Did our terrible warriors succeed in saving the day? Did someone do something completely insane and stun the GM into a stupefied silence? And lastly, did someone get punched square in the goodie bags? Also, are there any settings or RPG systems you'd like the terrible warriors to visit? Do you have your own shameful, awesome, or just plain silly RPG adventures? Tell us with a comment on this episode post or email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. Until next time, geeks and gamers, the dice has been put away, the books back on the shelf, and the Cheetos stuck to the floor. For These Warriors Are Terrible!